This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are trying to find out more about Troy Andersen, who right now joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Back-to-back guys up there at rookie minicamp. Troy, it's Dukes and Bell here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, man. We appreciate you joining us. How are you? I know it's been a whirlwind for you. What's been going on?
Yeah, I mean, we just got done with practice number one. So, you know, it was a lot of fun to play a little football again and get out here.
Bro, we've been talking about you. Your ears have been burning the last couple of weeks. But, like, what is this guy all about? So, what are you all about, man? Is it more fun to play defense and offense? What do you love about playing linebacker?
It's definitely more fun to play defense than offense. You get to hit people. Hitting people is a lot more fun than getting tackled. So, you know, playing defense, to read and react, it's a blast.
So the crazy thing, Troy, is Coach told us you're going to be an inside linebacker. Well, you will play inside linebacker. Now, there'll be a competition, but that is the goal. But then we look at the film, and you're throwing the football 50 yards in the air. You're running option plays. What the hell happened up there in Montana State? Were you just like, Troy, can you do that? And you were like, yeah, Coach, I'll do it. I mean, you did everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've just always done what the coaches have asked of me. I love winning football games, and if, you know, my coaches felt like we could win more games with me at quarterback or me at running back or at linebacker, you know, I'm willing to do it. I just like winning.
So the combine, man, fast guy too. I mean, how did the combine experience play out? Because we've heard about it. Some guys feel like you feel like a piece of meat up there, but obviously you showed out because you're a second round pick. But what was the combine like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great opportunity. That's kind of how I viewed it. Is, you know, a great opportunity for a guy from, you know, a smaller school in Montana State to go show your skills against, you know, some of the bigger school guys and against everybody in the country. Yeah, you have to take advantage of it and do your best.
Big Sky Defensive Player of the Year is inside linebacker, was first team All Big Sky, first team All American. We're talking with Troy Andersen, one of the picks for our Atlanta Falcons as rookie minicamp goes on. All right, so as you come in, tell us what your strengths are, because there are a lot of folks here that are listening, that are Falcon fans, that are going, okay, what are your strengths as a player?
I mean, I think it starts with how hard I play, and I think I'm an extremely smart player. You know, kind of be that quarterback of the defense as the middle linebacker, to pick up things and study film and pick up tells and tendencies from offenses. And I think that, you know, I think those are some of the things I do really well.
All right, we are city kids for the most part. Actually, Carl, you grew up out in San Antonio, but what is this? What were you doing as a kid? Were you doing chores?
Well, I wasn't doing what he was doing.
Yeah, I mean, how many acres? I mean, was this like Legends of the Fall? I mean, what's going on out there, man? Explain.
Yes. So I just grew up on a cattle ranch, yeah, in Montana. We had like 800 head of cattle.
Jeez.
So I don't know, doing all the stuff that comes with that, helping calve or helping hay in the summer, move cows, fence, you know, all that comes with that.
Jeez. Mike, he's tough.
Bro, you might as well be speaking like Portuguese right now. That sounds like real work, Carl.
Mike, I'm telling you right now, this kid's tough. This kid's tough. I mean, he's got 800 head of cattle? So you obviously,
yeah.
So obviously, Troy, you ride horses, you right. Do all that stuff, right?
No, kind of a fake cowboy. We do it the easy way with four wheelers.
I have rode
horses before, but
okay,
try to do it as easy as possible.
Okay,
all right. That makes sense. That's
right.
Smart.
So let me ask you: Is Yellowstone the TV show bullcrap?
Yes. Is your family been in a power struggle in your county in Montana?
Have you seen Yellowstone, and what do you make of it?
Oh man, I have seen Yellowstone, and it's great entertainment, but it's a little cheesy.
Ah!
It's not necessarily what necessarily what we're doing up in Montana.
Okay.
Just throwing people off cliffs.
So your family's not part of an organized crime family. Okay. We want to establish that right off the
Not at all.
All right.
Troy Anderson, our guest, guys. We are chopping it up with him here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right. So defense, 3-4. Inside linebacker, we've talked about that. Have they talked about using you in various spots?
Yeah. So, I mean, today we've just been working at Mike and at Will. Just kind of, you know, learning the defense and feeling where you're the best at. It was fun.
Troy, how hard does the defense look, though? I mean, we heard – I'm just going to take you back to last year. I know you weren't here. First year, Dean Pease, we had a lot of guys come on the show and say, this ain't an easy defense to learn. Do you sense that already?
Well, they've kind of pared it down for this camp. So we only have, you know, a few calls that we have to learn, few checks. So it's not – I mean, when you get it in small doses and kind of, you know, feed it to you over time, I think that definitely helps. Coaches have been great at explaining things and helping us rookies out. So it's been good so far.
Did you know the Falcons were going to select you? Do you have any inkling from your agent on draft day how it was going to go on day two?
I had no clue. I had no clue. I was sitting on my couch and got a phone call from Atlanta, Georgia, looked up and they were picking next, so I figured I better answer that one. I'm really glad to be a Falcon.
Troy Anderson, our guest, who popped today? I mean, like, you haven't been around these guys. You know, Ebba Cady, is he faster than you expected? I mean, Algier, the running back. Did you see something today from your rookie class that you went, okay, we might have something?
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't too much, you know, full speed stuff. It was a lot more jog through, walk through. You know, get to your fit stuff. But there's great athletes here. There's great football players here for sure. And I'm really excited to, you know, over the course of this weekend and the next, you know, few months and weeks to really see and, you know, challenge yourself against them and just see how we improve.
Troy, we're expecting big things from you.
No pressure.
You know this.
All right.
Yeah. Hey. By the way, I don't know if he likes being called a football unicorn, but that phrase keeps coming up.
Hey.
When you look at the scout, have you read the scouting reports on yourself, by the way?
No, I don't really. I just try to.
Good idea.
You know,
I get you. And you shouldn't, by the way.
Right,
a matter
right.
of fact, don't do any of that press stuff.
Right.
Except this show.
Other than us.
This
man,
is the show.
We're season ticket holders. We're fans.
All right.
Welcome to Atlanta, brother. Real excited. It's great to finally get a chance to talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.